What is SEO? How it works? Three top secrets. I'm going to be sharing that with you here. Now on Facebook, you can't see my screen. If you prefer seeing my screen, always make sure you go back to, sorry, always make sure you go back to YouTube. You can go subscribe on YouTube. Just search for my name, Ola Talks Abitogun, and you can see my screen right there. And Ola Talks, as in TUX, Abitogun is my name. I will be here from on a daily basis as much as I can. Depending on how busy I am, I will try to show up every day with another new tip that can help you build your business. And that's what this is about. Now, today is supposed to be Freedom Friday. It's still Freedom Friday. But today's Freedom Friday, essentially, I get to pick any topic I want. Okay. And then I'll do it, okay? A search engine optimization is what we're talking about. SEO is acronym for search engine optimization. And today I'm going to be covering three things in specific. But on the third thing, I'm going to be covering giving you the three top secrets that no one else is sharing out there with you. Usually everyone else complicate this whole thing for you, and my job here is to simplify the whole process so you can so it can be easier for you, okay? So today I was about 5 minutes late, but again, this live stream thing is something I want to take advantage of right now. One of the key things I want to tell you about search engine optimization is, yes, some aspect of it is always changing. Okay. Some aspect of it is always changing. However, you should know that some things, like majority of the factors that helps you rank in the search engines, majority of the factors are pretty consistent for the past 10 years at least. Okay. If you, the only thing that changes is anything that has to do with the human behavior. As you know, as humans, we evolve, right? And we evolve on how we respond to information. We evolve in where our attention is. Attention used to be on television and terrestrial radio, but attention now is on your mobile device. It's on YouTube, it's on Instagram, it's on Snapchat. And any business that's not paying attention to that is a business that's not going to be around for a long time, okay? On the previous episode here, I talked about the difference between internet marketing and modern marketing. Internet marketing is exactly what modern marketing is, but modern marketing can change from internet marketing to something else depending on people's behavior, depending on where attention is. Money follows attention, so it's wherever it is. Now, a couple of things has been consistent in the past few years, like up to a decade or maybe a little bit over a decade, and that's the search engines and emails. Okay, the attention span and emails are a little bit lower, but they still work. People check their emails on a daily basis in the digital age. Okay, an average person checks their email on a daily basis, at least every other day. Okay, so there's still a lot of attention there, maybe not as much. There are many other platforms on the internet that changes. For example, Facebook has changed. A lot more older people are on Facebook these days than younger people. Younger people are not that much on Facebook as much. They are on Instagram, they're on Snapchat. So it depends on where your demographic is. But SEO, search engines, that has not changed in my opinion. Anyone who wants answer to something, okay, they essentially go and search. Okay, so when they search, if your business, if your solution, your content is present, okay, then you win because then you increase your chances of acquiring customers like that. Okay, now one thing changed. YouTube became a top search engine platform. Okay, people go on YouTube to learn how to, chances are that's how you stumbled upon this video, to learn how to do something. Okay, so for example, you may have been searching for search engine optimization tutorial or SEO tutorial. Maybe that's what brought you here today. You can do the same thing in your business. There's something There's a solution that people are searching for that's related to your business, right? And the key thing you want there, so now I'm talking about how it works, okay? What you want to do is you want to be ranking at the top of the search engines, okay? So, for example, if I go here and I go into google.com, right? Google.com could well be on your phone, right? And I go here and I want to learn how to cook potato, salmon that came up as an auto suggestion. Clearly, these are the top search keywords that people are trying to learn on YouTube. So let's say you know how to do that. Now you can create a content around it and then give people a free recipe book, and then you can show them even more stuff, or you can sell them more premium material. Okay. It's the same thing. That this could apply to anything, how to do anything, how to do SEO, for example, right? How to cook salmon, right? So there's something in your business that you know your customer, your ideal customer, is already trying to learn, or they want a tutorial, they want information on it, right? And really what you want to do is, if I go with, I don't know what this is, some kind of food apparently, right? When I search that, there are a couple of results that shows up here, right? There's a result that show up right here, and this is called a snippet, okay? And you can see here, if I click on this, sorry, this right here, that's called featured snippet, okay? And if you, the key thing here is you're trying to rank at the top, okay? You're trying to rank at the top. As a matter of fact, just not too long ago, they call this ranking at number zero, okay? Because the results hasn't started to show yet. But this person, apparently, per Google's measurement, is giving people exactly the information they're looking for. So Google gives them this position zero, right? And this website is going to get a lot of traffic for free, okay? Now, down here, you have position number one, right? And then people are also asking these questions, how much water? And you can create content around this if this is related to your business, right? Very simply, okay? And you can see other results. But the key thing here is you want to rank on page one. You want to be on page one, okay? And how do you rank on page one? I'm going to give you that secret here today, okay? I'm going to give you that secret. I want you to note, however, that I have a full-blown class, okay, that goes step by step with some case studies, okay, with some more material on how to do this. And that class is at olatalks.com/mastermind. So you want to make sure you go there and reserve a seat and attend that class if you want to learn how to rank your content on the search engines using SEO. Now, please, if you enjoy what I'm saying to you and you're getting tips out of this, the best favor you can do for me is to help me like this video, subscribe to this channel, because I will continue to bring more SEO tips. I will actually bring something about this every week, every Wednesday. Today is Freedom Friday, so I just kind of get to choose any topic I want. Today I could be talking about celebrities, anything like that, but this is what I'm feeling today, okay? But every Wednesday I will talk about SEO, and I will give tips. But if you want the full-blown class step-by-step, you want to go through olatalks.com. Olatalks is O-L-A-T-U-X, as in Xerox.com/mastermind, for those of you that may be listening to me on iTunes, okay? So now back to the content. So we're still talking about how it works. So this is the featured snippet, position one, two, three. And now another popular thing here is this next tab here. It's called videos, right? And people prefer videos. People like watching videos. So because of that, they don't necessarily click videos right here. That's not exactly what they necessarily do. Again, remember how to cook. I don't even know how to pronounce this. Let me see if I can see pronunciation here. So I don't sound stupid here. Cool. Okay. I can check that. So I can, let's see. Quinoa. Let's see here. Pardon me, guys. Pardon me. Pronunciation. Quinoa. Okay. Quinoa. Got it. All right. So let's go back to the original search. So most people don't search for, most people don't search for the word quinoa. What they search for is how to cook quinoa. Okay, anybody who is searching for keyword is in what we call a research mode, right? All right, they're in what we call a research mode, and that's not what you're looking for. You're not looking to rank content for someone. You can, okay, and your content can show up for them by default because Google is pretty much, the algorithm is picking content that's the most similar or most relevant, okay, and that's one of the factors I'm going to talk about here. They are relevant, right? But that's not what you want to be targeting. You want to be targeting people that are in problem-solving mode. There's a difference between research mode and problem-solving mode, okay? And what we have here is problem-solving mode, okay? All right, let's see here. Yep, don't worry about it. What we have here is, you know, is problem solving mode. This, somebody searching for quinoa, is somebody that's in research mode, okay? Excuse me if I'm still butchering the pronunciation of that word. As you can see, I'm going through it with you here, okay? All right, now, so like I was saying, you want people that are in problem solving mode. So people typically don't go and click this tab. What they do is they go straight to YouTube. YouTube is the second biggest search engine now. They go straight to YouTube, and because video is such a powerful thing, like you may be watching me on video right now. Most people prefer to watch me on video, right? Video is such a powerful thing, and they go here onto youtube.com, okay, and they go here and they search that phrase. So it's now keyword phrase, okay? All right, they search for that phrase. So your job is to find the keyword phrases that your ideal customers are already searching, okay? That's your job. And this is applicable to any business, any career line, anything. People could be searching for the best consultants to hire for their business, the best, anything like that. You need to create content around what your brand is and what your professionalism or what your expertise is, right? You create all this content, okay? So sorry if you're seeing some funny stuff here. Let's see. Yep. Yep. Right here. You may not see any of this data right here. You don't have to worry about those upgrade now, all this other stuff. Don't worry about any of that. But on YouTube, you will see something like this, right? You see this. And these are the top ranking search results on YouTube. And this person is getting 743,000 views because they're what? In number one. Really, what you want, you just want a bunch of content that are on page one, like the first top 10. And there's a method to the madness. And again, that's what you learn when you go to olatux.com/mastermind, olatux.com/mastermind. You attend that class, you will learn exactly how we go through this and how we become successful at this, okay? All right, and from there you can decide to do to take it an additional level further, okay? So that's how it works. That's how it works. Now, let's go to the three top secrets, okay? The three top secrets is very simple. Really, all YouTube, Google, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, or the internet as a whole, really what they care about, okay? What they care about really is user's experience, and that's what this stands for, okay? User's experience, all right? That's what this U stands for, okay? Let me minimize this to 20. So with them as users, okay? Experience. That's what they all care about, okay? They want people to be engaged. They want people to find value in the content that's on their platform, okay? So how is this person ranking on number one? Because Google has little robots in place to check how long people are consuming the content, how people like the content, how people are engaging with the content, okay? And that's how they place these people here. That's how they determine who's going to be on number one, number two, and that's how they rank it. So typically what you're looking for is to rank for your private practice, for terminologies that your ideal customers may be searching for. They may be searching for Newark, New Jersey, chiropractor, right? You want to be there to provide that person with solution to that problem. How to heal my ankle. If you're a physical therapy, it could be the kind of content that the, I have back pain healing, right? These are the kind of content that that kind of person may be trying to rank for. And there's a way to do the research for all those things. First of all, and the only thing we need to do the research is what we call the seed keyword. You know what the ideal pain, your existing customers, you know what they already want. And we use whatever that is as a seed keyword. And we have tools, free tools that allow you to come up with even more terminologies, and you just want to create content around that. So the first of the top three secrets is to know that. User's experience, you need to be concerned about that. And to have users experience, there's another factor here that makes, there are three factors that mix that up, okay? And the R and the 100 are kind of like related, okay? The R, okay, and the 100 are related, and that's relevance, okay? Relevance is if you're actually creating the content that people want, okay? Is your content relevant to what people are searching for, right? Relevance, the higher the relevance factor, the better. So sometimes, like for example, quinoa is related to how to cook quinoa. If that's the only content that Facebook sees, if they see a content about quinoa, but there's nobody that has created content about how to create quinoa, Google and YouTube will pretty much rank, or any search engines will rank whatever is closest in relevance, okay? All right. So user's experience is this one right here. Okay. Relevance right here. And the third one here is, sorry, I said earlier R is related to 100. C is related more to 100. Okay. So when I say 100 here, we can actually change this. I'm actually going to change this to 100C. Okay. We're going to change that to 100C. And what that means is this is a game of going wide, okay? Because everyone else will try to teach you all these other gimmicky things you can do to game the system and trying to rank one video. You can do that, but that one video, it's essentially exposed to Google Slap, or we call it Google Slap. That's something that started back in February 2011. It's a penalty for trying to game the system, okay? The best way and the safest way to game the system is to go wide, okay? You create tons of content, and I suggest that you go to 100. If you're a local business, kind of like a chiropractor or physical therapy, I suggest going for at least 12. Once a month, you put out one piece of good content, and you know, because there's not that much competition, but ultimately, you just want to dominate, okay? And the key to dominating here is to always create content. And if you're not going to do it, other people will do it, and then you'll be out of business, okay? So, and that's not what we want, right? We want you to continue to dominate. So this one is consistency, okay? That's the other factor right there, consistency. So we have the U, we have the R, we have the consistency. Consistency, multiply that by 100, 10X that, 100X that, 1000X that, and that will beat every SEO gimmicks you have out there, okay? People are going to try to teach you all kind of gimmicky stuff, game the system. I promise you, it's only a matter of time before you lose every work or every dime you invest into that, okay? So the game of SEO is, yes, you optimize your videos, okay? And that's what optimization is, essentially what we have here about relevance, okay? That's what optimization is, but you do that for multiple videos, and all you need is for every 7 videos, okay? So I'm going to give you this last tip right here, okay? For every 7 videos you create, you go back and look at the analytics, okay? And YouTube will give you some numbers. Google Analytics, okay, which is a feature which we train extensively when you go inside through olatalks.com/mastermind, right? Google Analytics will give you some numbers. We tell you what videos is performing the best. And then we can take that one video out of every 7. And there are a couple of things we can do to it to even boost it further. Okay. So you play wide and then you dig deeper. Okay. You play wide, you dig deeper. And that's the key. That's the top secret. That's the third top secret to winning at the game of search engine optimization, SEO. So what's the point of SEO? Very simply, you just want to rank at the top of YouTube and Google. If you take care of these two platforms, okay, primarily in this time and age, I just focus on YouTube, okay? And if it's good enough, Google will pick it up and rank it as well. They will rank it on the video page. They will rank it on the main page if it's good enough. Now, you're not looking for all 100 videos to be successful. That's not what we're looking for, okay? Honestly, you need only one video to change your life, okay? So it's a play between quality and quantity. If you ask a few slick people out there, what do they prefer, quality or quantity? A few slick people, especially people that think you're asking a tricky question, will say quality. Okay, well, here's the problem with that. You cannot find quality unless you play the quantity game, okay? There's no one single formula to finding the next, the keyword, to finding the next viral video, okay? Everyone wants the viral video, but you just never know what that's going to be. You never know what video is going to take off for you, okay? So, for example, on my own personal channel, I'm going to go here. This is a brand new channel I just created. It has 356 subscribers so far, and we're going to continue to build it, okay? Hopefully, you're subscribing to my channel right now, because I'm going to continue to bring you tips, right? If you could find your first three, like if the only thing I can teach you is to get to your first 350 subscribers, because I know how to do it, obviously, right? Then you can then find the next 350. Then you can then find the next 3,500. Then you can find the next 350,000. And then you can find your next 3.5 million, right? It's just all in a multiplication thing. And it comes down to the same tip I just shared with you earlier, which is simply 100xing the simple thing I will show you, okay? You can have an employee in your business doing it for you. You can learn how to do it yourself, okay? It's very simple thing to do. It's just a matter of committing to doing it, okay? So if I go here, you can check out my channel right here. That's not what I'm looking for, actually. Okay, but I'll be able to click over there. Okay, now if you want to see my screen, again, you can just go join me on YouTube. This video will be on there. You can simply search for 3 Top Secrets to SEO Ola Talks on YouTube. I will come up, and you'll be able to watch the video. Okay, all right, so let's go here. Oh, la, 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 la. All right, so here's my channel. This is what it looks like. If you're brand new, for new visitors, to look like this. Let's see. Okay. Anyway, what I wanted to share with you is my most popular uploads. Okay. This one we advertised at one point, but this old traffic right here, 1,300. This is a marketing tips for hair salons and stylists. One that is completely organic traffic. Okay, and we've gotten customers, tons of customers from it. Okay, this is completely organic as well, 639, and like that. Now, there are bigger channels, obviously, but they follow the same rules. It's just a matter of, and I've had bigger channels before. I have some other channels that are actually bigger than this, right? So it's just a matter of consistency, finding what your niche is. You already know what your niche is. Probably you already know what your niche is. If you don't, then we can help you figure that out once you come on inside and attend the class. I actually go through the steps on how we do that in the class, olatalks.com/mastermind. All right. And so that's what I have for you on this particular episode. What is SEO? Let me go over that really quickly. It's the acronym for search engine optimization. Simply, you have a question. You go on Google, you ask. Okay? So a lot of people are doing that. Now you're a consumer of the content on the search engines. Okay? Search engine optimization is what you do when you want to become a producer for the search engines, and in order to use that to attract more customers to you. Now, some people say, why not just pay for the traffic? Well, why pay for traffic that you can get for free? Okay. That's why pay for traffic you can get for free, especially when it's more sustainable, especially that you can use that money to scale up on the traffic you're getting from the search engines organically. Okay. So the kind of traffic you get from search engines is called organic, because you're serving people and people are getting attracted to you. And then they are the best quality of customers you can ever have. Why? Because they're already searching. Okay. The other type of advertising is called interrupt marketing. In other words, you have to sell. You have to do the work of selling. And there's nothing wrong with doing the work of selling. I just prefer to not have to sell. Okay. I just prefer not to have to sell. All right. Let me just make sure that I'm using the best audio here. The best audio. Yep, I am. Perfect. All right. So again, I don't have any problem with using paid marketing. I have a problem with using it as cold traffic. I have a problem with using it to introduce yourself to the world, especially if you're making less than six figures per month, okay? Per month, or let's say per year. Let's just be on the safe side and say per year. If you're making six figures per year, it's okay to take some of that money and scale up using paid marketing. But even at that, I only recommend what we consider hot traffic. That means people that have already seen you before, or cloned traffic. You can have Facebook and YouTube go out there and go extract more people that are more likely to do business with you using some of the data, massive data that they have. It's all automated and such a simple thing to do. We also talk about that when you go into allatalks.com/mastermind. So thank you so much for hanging out with me. Please subscribe below. Subscribe below, and click like on this page, thumbs up. If you have a question about SEO, you want a particular topic you want me to talk about with regards to marketing your business in general, please post it right below. If I said something that resonated with you and you want to turn it to a quote, put quotes around it and put it in the comment area, I will really, really appreciate that. And please share the video with your team members or anybody you think will find value in this. Thank you so much, and I'll see you on the next episode. And peace.